Welcome to an eye-opening look at transformation in action, a Toylark Solutions case study that's reshaping how financial services leaders think about growth. As I started looking through this client experience upgrade piece, one number really hit me immediately. That 12% drop in client churn in the first quarter. That's impressive.
It really is. Stands out, doesn't it? Yeah. And it wasn't just that one metric either. They also saw, what was it, a 20% jump in client satisfaction?
Right, 20%.
And the big one for operations, I think, was equipping reps to handle 10 times more accounts, 10x. You think about our core challenges, retention, efficiency. These results speak directly to that, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's funny you say that because reading the challenge part of the study, it felt very familiar. Rising attrition, those dipping satisfaction scores, we hear about that constantly. Mm-hmm. But the specific point about no shared digital tools between sales and service, that really resonated. That's a common pain point in financial services, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. These are exactly the problems we're seeing across the industry. The case study mentioned manual coordination eating up thousands of hours. It's like this hidden tax, right?
Yeah, exactly. A drag on everything.
And trying to get the investment for cross-functional projects like this.
Yeah.
And getting leadership aligned.
That's the mountain to climb.
It really is. Yeah. Most firms struggle with this exact issue, especially securing millions in, what, 60 days, they said?
Yeah.
That's tough.
So given those challenges, the client flight risk, the service teams just swamped, how did Toylark actually, you know, manage this? How did they achieve that kind of transformation?
Well, looking at the solution section, it seems very methodical, not just throwing tech at it. They started by identifying over 140 workflows.
Okay.
And then they prioritized, I think it was 114, for automation and scaling up.
Right.
But the key part, I think, was doing those deep UX interviews first, really digging into what the frontline teams were dealing with, you know, understanding the gaps.
So user-centric, not just IT-led.
Precisely. Then building the business case, but crucially tying it directly to ROI, hard numbers, revenue generation, not just cost cuts.
Makes sense.
And they empowered the VP of client experience, someone who gets the frontline issues, to lead a cross-functional pitch. That probably helped get past the usual silo battles.
Ah, interesting. Mm. Avoids the departmental resistance.
Seems like it. And then the final piece was choosing integrated tools, CRM, engagement platforms, systems that actually talk to each other.
Breaking down those silos for good.
Exactly. Unifying those client touch points.
Okay, designing the solution is one thing, but getting back to that funding point, securing millions in just 60 days, that's the part that often trips these things up, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah. That's often the biggest hurdle. And the outcome numbers really justify that speed, I suppose. A 10x increase in clients per rep, like we said. Mm-hmm. That 20% satisfaction lift. The 12% churn cut.
Boards would definitely love numbers like these, no question. Which leads to the big question, right? Is this repeatable? Or was it a one-off?
That's what seems compelling here. They apparently built a scalable playbook from it. It wasn't just a single project fix. And you see this pattern elsewhere with Toylark, looking at their other examples, like standardizing pricing for another client, drove 30% profit growth and cut, quote, delivery time by 90%. Huge efficiency gain there.
90%. Wow.
Or that AML, AIML for the specialty finance group, freed up analysts from drowning in spreadsheets.
Another common bottleneck.
Right. You see this pattern everywhere in our sector. It points to a consistent approach, doesn't it? Understanding the core issue, building the case, getting everyone on board.
Yeah, it certainly seems Jake Cutliar at Toylark Solutions knows this space inside and out.
He certainly seems to. If we're serious about driving growth and tackling some of these same issues, well, it's worth looking into what they're doing. Maybe starting with that ready-to-drive growth form they mentioned at the bottom of the page.
Definitely gives us something to think about for our own strategy, something concrete.